2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 94 degrees, KSL's top story. It's the announcement everyone had been waiting for. Joe Biden selecting his running mate this afternoon with an announcement on Twitter. It's California Senator Kamala Harris. Rivals just months ago, their names will be joined together on the same bumper sticker through the fall. Biden-Harris. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The senator from California is an historic choice, the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be named to a major party presidential ticket.
She is 55 years old. She was elected to the Senate in 2016 and now stands on the edge of a major, major move in her life and in the nation's life.
ABC's Terry Moran. Harris has taken aim at Biden when debating early in the race.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Today, Biden tweeting he's proud to have Harris as his partner in this campaign. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Reaction from high-profile Democrats is coming in. Maria Soleros is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former President Barack Obama tweeting that Kamala Harris is more than prepared for the job. He says she's spent her career defending the Constitution and fighting for folks who need a fair shake. He calls it a good day for our country. In response to protests, police reform is changing American cities and bringing new leaders to the table. In Seattle, the city's first black police chief, Carmen Best, retiring as cutbacks rock her department.
This was a decision I wrestled with, but it was time.
Best appearing alongside Mayor Jenny Durkan.
It is the difficult times that we see the true metal of a person.
Durkan thanking Best for her leadership during recent protests. Vice President Pence in Arizona to speak at a Cops for Trump rally in Phoenix. The group's president, Justin Harris, making this statement before endorsing President Trump for re-election.
Between calls to abolish the police or calls to defund the police, law enforcement is under attack.
The event hosted by the Arizona Police Association. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:32.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
COVID-19 is bringing fall sports to a grinding halt on the college level, even on the high school level. One team in the Alpine District is under quarantine after one of the players tested positive. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Barbara Jenkins' daughter is set to be the captain of her high school's soccer team, but because someone tested positive for COVID-19, the whole team will have to sit out a few games. But Jenkins says she got a letter saying her daughter didn't need to be tested.
They have the right to do that, but even if it comes back negative, that doesn't matter.
She would rather her daughter did get tested, because if the results come back negative, her daughter shouldn't be quarantined for 2 weeks. John Oglesby with the Utah High School Activities Association says the rules are in line with what the state is recommending, and before every game, every player has to be checked for symptoms.
That's a vital part of ensuring continuity and safety.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Okay, coronavirus and classroom coverage continues now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, school districts across the state are evaluating staffing plans as the academic year grows closer. The Salt Lake City School District kept their entire staff in the spring, and they anticipate keeping everyone on board this fall.
We have about 23,000 students in our district. We've got nearly 20,000 laptops, iPads, hotspots that need to be handed out.
Spokesperson Yandri Chatwin says, although they're starting the school year online only, there will be some opportunities for in-person, small group instruction for vulnerable populations. The Republican candidate for Congress in Utah's 4th District blames the radical left for the collapse of the college football season. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Burgess Owens appeared on Fox News last night and told host Laura Ingraham that he believes Democrats and the radical left want to see chaos as the nation approaches this election, and that's hurting college athletes.
And these young men, unfortunately, and the coaches will suffer if they decide from high above that it's now time to end the season.
Owens played for the University of Miami and in the NFL. Some conferences, including the Mountain West, have already canceled their football seasons. Others are considering it. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Health officials say organizers of an underground dance party in Provo did not break the law. But Aislinn Tolman-Hill with the Utah County Health Department says it wasn't a good idea for 200 young people to dance close together without masks.
If you can't be sure that you can maintain your physical distancing from other people, we really don't recommend that you go somewhere because you really can't protect yourself that way.
She also says contact tracing will be difficult if someone does get sick. Video of last week's party went viral and upset a whole lot of people. Also upsetting, Smith's is recalling an array of cheese dips because it could have all those onions in them being recalled over salmonella issues. The dips in plastic containers are sold between May 15th and August 6th. You can return them to the store for a full refund. See the full list on KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL News Time is 5:35.
Okay, Ricky, traffic's been a mess. Talk to us.
It's really rough. Two right lanes blocked due to a crash with injuries in Murray, southbound I-15, 4500 south. That is what's causing your stop-and-go delays back to about 2100 south at the I-80-201 interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, rock stars in rocking chairs. My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. It's 5:36. Get back on the
cat. I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.